Minainen Barranin, Balta through international eyes. Colin Fitz, Campus 103.7. Għan itkellem bl-Inglis, ħafna semmija ta' dan il-programm minn madwar id-dinja, ma jifmux bil-Malti, u anka ħafna mill-mistidna. Il-mistidna tiegħi llum qed titgħallem il-Malti, pero ħan itkellem magħha bl-Inglis tul dan il-programm. This is Malta Through International Eyes on Campus 103.7, and I'm very pleased to announce today that my guest is from a country I have never interviewed someone from this country before, and she lives in Malta. She is from Belarus, and her name is Kate Dietarioba.
Great.
Did I pronounce that properly?
Yes.
But tell us your full name in your language and with all the nuances that your language has.
Okay. My name is Ekaterina Dietarioba.
Excellent. And how long have you been in Malta, Kate?
This summer it will be 2 years.
So we're recording in 2025, so you've been here since 2023.
23. Yes, exactly.
Very good. I got to know about you, Kate, because you have you're a social media creator.
Yes.
An influencer, you create reels, you're on TikTok and Instagram.
Instagram, yes.
And you share Malta's charm and hidden gems, which is lovely. And you're an expat, you're learning Maltese.
Yes.
So you post bits about Maltese, your learning experiences, is that correct?
Yes, exactly. This May, I will get the certificate about ending A-level. A-level, A1.
Okay.
Yes.
So, do you think we could hold this whole conversation in Maltese, or
no? No, of course.
But for example, are you able to tell me a couple of sentences in Maltese? Are you confident enough?
About sentences, I don't know. Maybe no, but of course, some useful expressions, such as "Bonjour, Lil Kulhat," "Yen Yizimni Ekaterina," something like this. Yes.
And do you understand a lot of Maltese?
Yes, this is the way I learn Maltese, so I understand almost everything, but it's very difficult to speak Maltese because I have no this practice every day. I am trying to speak with the Maltese, but of course, most people, even in Malta, they mostly speak English.
Yes, as soon as they hear a foreign person, they switch to English.
Yes, yes, but one of the reasons why I decided to learn Maltese was that I wanted to have friends, Maltese local friends.
Yes.
That's why I thought that it will be very useful for me to learn Maltese and to have conversations with local people in Maltese.
And are you succeeding in that? Has it worked?
I'm just on my way.
On your way.
Yes. Step by step, I am learning, yes. And every month, I am getting better and better. And especially, I understand this, that I'm becoming better because I can help my children at school with their homework, and sometimes even for my daughter that is in year two, for example, I can help her with the grammar, with the Maltese grammar.
That's
maybe they can speak because they go to school every day and they speak their Maltese. Speaking Maltese, they are quite good. But about grammar, so here it is my priority, and I help them.
That's great. How many children do you have?
I have two children, two girls.
Shall we mention their names?
Yeah, Karina and Alisa. Karina is year five and Alisa year two.
Hello, girls.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll be listening to this program.
Yes.
And hearing their mommy.
Of course, they always support me. If you know, most of my videos, they participate with me. So they help me also. I'm speaking in English some expressions or some words, and they tell me these words in Maltese. So most of the videos get popularity because of the girls.
Indeed.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that there's an element of you as well in there as well, and your efforts and your beautiful family, and I think there's your partner here as well.
Yes, my husband, of course. Yes.
Let's mention his name.
My husband's name is Alex.
Alex, hello.
Yes.
You have 97.6K here.
Yes.
97,000, 98,000 followers.
Yes.
That's quite a big number. Are they people from Belarus and Malta or from other countries as well?
No, it's people from all over the world.
Mm.
I can explain why all over the world, because I started my way on Instagram in 2022. And I began it like a content creator, where I showed people how to create different interesting reels, stories. So it was a very, very wide topic. That's why my followers were people all over the world, because it was not about the language. It just I just showed tutorials.
Yes.
That's why it was very easy for people, even not to understand the language, they can have all these tutorials by them.
Yes, because there's a whole science to how to do it, isn't there? It's not just take a picture or a clip and put it on. There's ways of putting stuff on social media to achieve more views and likes, and obviously then it becomes almost a business as well.
Yes, yes. And I started from this topic, but then as we moved to Malta in 2023, I like it is to say I lose my interest in this topic, to be honest. I was so impressed by Malta, by the climate, but by everything here. And moreover, it was a challenging time, so I have no time for making these, creating these tutorials. So it was more easily for me to make some videos about Malta while I am here.
I see.
That's why I changed this, this topic of my profile, and I began to show videos about Malta, about our relocation to Malta, some steps, how to relocate here. And so I changed almost totally. I changed the topic. So, and now my followers mostly are, they are from Belarus, Russia, Malta, Italy, and United States.
Excellent. I see here from your posts as well, you do a bit of modeling.
Yes, sometimes.
Here with Maltese, I don't know, photographers or
with
fashion houses or designers, or is it just something personal?
No, it's just I just started this way as well with the model agency.
Yes.
But it's just for 2 weeks. So
okay.
I'm not a model right now still.
I'm sure we'll see you at the Volta Fashion Week in July at some during one of the catwalk shows.
Yeah, maybe.
So that would be great. Is there another job you do? I mean, do you have another career?
No, to be honest, no, because by the profession, I'm a lawyer in international law.
Gosh.
Yes, I graduated from the Belarusian State University and like a specialist in international law, a lawyer in international law. And to work here in Malta, I need to have a special degree here in Maltese University. That's why I need to enter it, first of all. And I don't see that it's my way.
Okay.
To be honest, because I am already 33, and it will be quite challenging for me to combine family life, content creation, and of course to have this university. It will be too challenging for me.
Okay, it'll take a few years for you to be able to practice law in Malta and adapt what you learned in Belarus to here.
Yes, even though it was an international law, but Malta has its specific in legislation. That's why I need to study Maltese legislation. And I believe it will be in Maltese language, and that is will be also...
Of course, very tough.
Very absolutely tough for me, yes.
Absolutely. That's nevertheless, you have a lot of a lot on your plate. You do a lot with your family and with all the other stuff we mentioned. And it's a great pleasure to have you here. Belarus, what language do people speak in Belarus?
Okay, in Belarus, we have the same situation almost with the languages like in Malta. So mm-hmm. we have two official languages. It's mm-hmm. Belarusian mm-hmm. and Russian language. Mm-hmm. But most people, they speak Russian. Belarus is divided in like parts, central part, northern, south part. Mm-hmm. So people that are more closer to Poland, mm-hmm. these parts, they can speak Belarusian. Mm-hmm. But those parts, for example, I was born in Vitebsk. It is the northern part that is more closer to Russia. Mm-hmm. So we speak mostly Russian. So I studied Belarusian at school, but it will be quite challenging for me to speak Belarusian. So
yes. And of course, Belarus was part of the Soviet Union.
Yes, exactly.
When
USSR.
The Soviet Union existed, mm-hmm. the USSR. Mm-hmm. And I, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me like it's one of the republics that after 1991 remained very close to Russia. Am I correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, mm-hmm. we are very close. Russia and Belarus, sometimes people think that this is one
even,
country.
Even the name is like Belarusia.
Yes, most people pronounce it like Belarusia, mm-hmm. and they think that it is White Russia.
Okay, is that what the meaning
no,
is? No.
Our country is Republic of Belarus. Mm-hmm. That's why we are Belarusians.
Yes.
Not Belarusians.
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 Okay, yes. Okay. On the map, it's kind of between Poland and Russia.
Poland, Russia, Lithuania, Latvia, Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So from all...
those are the countries that are around.
Yes,
and
yes.
Obviously, it's quite a bit larger than Malta, as yes. geographically,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes, it's
but,
larger.
But do you have the sea?
No. But Belarus is called like lungs of the Europe, mm-hmm. because it is full of forests. 40% of Belarus is almost forests.
Wow.
Lakes, mm-hmm. Rivers. So it's yeah. very blue, very green.
Mountains?
No mountains.
No, okay.
Only valleys, rocky, mm-hmm. but mostly forests and lakes. And in summer, it's adorable to stay there.
Yeah. Nice fresh air.
Yes,
country
fresh.
Air.
Yes, yeah. yes. And very clean. Our country is very, very clean.
Mm. So the people are disciplined.
Disciplined, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Do you know the population of Belarus? A few million, I'd say. I think it's considered, even though geographically it's quite large, but it is considered one of the smaller countries in Europe when it comes to influence, when it comes to sport.
Uh-huh. Even, you know, last year, I believe somewhere in autumn, Belarus team mm-hmm. came to Malta.
Indeed.
And, yes, we have a match.
Yes, 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 yes. It's either as a
friendly
or
yes, yes,
sometimes
yes,
in the Nations League.
Yes, mm-hmm. 9 million people.
9 million, okay. So not mm-hmm. not huge, but still, obviously, mm-hmm. Compared to Malta as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Can you tell us what is the main sort of industry in Belarus? Do you have oil? Do you have what sort of... is it tourism? I mean, what sort of things are people most employed in?
It's enterprises.
Business?
Enterprises plus such huge industries like, Belarusian tractors.
Oh, so they have factories
manufacturers,
that produce?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you have
a lot of manufacturers.
I would think a lot of export to Russia.
Yes, of course.
Probably,
textile manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mostly, yes, manufacturing.
Manufacturing industry.
Yes, and tourism is not so popular, mm-hmm. but nevertheless, it can be because it is full ecotourism. Ecotourism mm-hmm. is very popular, but only mostly for Russians, for mm-hmm. people who can come without any... cross-boardings without visas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because right now it's really challenging to get to Belarus.
Belarus, yes.
Yes, and to get, for example, to Europe from Belarus. Even though we try to go to our parents, mm-hmm. they stayed there in Belarus.
To visit them
twice a year.
So yes.
When children have their holidays in winter and in summer. And sometimes it took us about 20 hours.
Gosh.
To get to
Belarus. You have to fly to Moscow to...
No, we can't go to Moscow from Moscow.
Oh, the flights are suspended at the moment,
yes,
of course.
Yes, yes. So the only way is to go to Vilnius, to mm-hmm. Lithuania, Latvia or Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And from these parts, we can go by bus.
Oh, overland.
Yes,
oh,
and these yes. Bus routes, they can take us about... Uh-huh. 15 hours, 13
they
hours.
Have to make
so
a big sacrifice.
Because of the boarding, cross-boarding.
Yes. It's not the point of this program to enter mm-hmm. into why and
yes,
the reasons.
Yes, yes.
But just to for mm-hmm. our listeners to understand, I mm-hmm. believe Belarus politically is very much in agreement with Russia.
Yes, exactly.
About, for example, the situation in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So therefore, if other countries, such as countries in the West or in the European Union, are going to make sanctions yes. against Russia, the same sanctions apply to Belarus.
Exactly, yes, the same
So which makes it hard for people yes. like you to travel mm-hmm. there and back.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. exactly, the same sanctions.
To talk a bit more about Belarus, the weather?
The weather is a very interesting question because one of the reasons why we decided to move to Malta was not just that my husband got a job offer,
mm-hmm.
but the climate. The mm-hmm. climate. We always dreamed to live somewhere where there is always sunny.
Or almost always, yes.
The sea. Because in Belarus, we have only 60 days per year. Sunny days.
That's not
so
very much.
Just compare in Malta you have 320
yes,
days.
Yes.
And in Belarus it is 60 days.
Gosh.
In the summer, can be different, of course. Summer it will be very hot. Sometimes it can be very cold, rainy.
Mm.
So it's every year it's very different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But mostly, the winter starts from November,
mm-hmm.
and it can last till May. For example, this year.
Yes.
In April, they have 2 or 3 weeks of sunny weather. It was everyone was lucky that finally the spring has come. And then in May, maybe even on the 9th of May, we have the Victory Day.
Yes, of course, World War II.
Yes,
indeed.
Yes, and it was about 10 degrees.
Gosh! Oh,
10
wow!
Degrees, yes. In I believe in Moscow or somewhere in Russia, it was snowy.
Gosh!
Yes.
Does it snow often in Belarus?
It is snowy in season in winter season, like mm-hmm. December, January, February,
mm-hmm.
sometimes March, April.
Yes.
And sometimes May.
Okay. But when it is warm,
mm-hmm.
you get to maybe jump in the lake? Can you swim in a lake,
yes,
for example?
Yes, of course. Yes. In the summer, we mm-hmm. we can swim in the rivers, in the lakes.
Do some people maybe have a holiday cabin or home by the lakes? They live in a city?
Yes, yes. There are mm-hmm. some people that love this ecotourism,
yes.
hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are people, but mostly, of course, people wait their holidays and they spend all their money for the year and go
yes.
somewhere where it is hot and there is sea. Most
indeed.
People prefer sea holidays.
Does it get a bit too hot now in Malta, like in August? I mean, we're starting to get very hot.
Yeah,
heat waves. Does it upset you? Does it bother you? Is it too much?
No. No,
still, you're happy with that.
I love hot weather. Yes, sometimes of course it's very difficult to get used to it because sometimes it's really really very hot. Even in 2023, when we came to Malta, we came at the end of June, and it was too hot.
Yeah,
too
just
hot.
In time.
Yes, but we need to settle our life in this period. That's why it was difficult. For example, next year when we live here like citizens, so you have your apartment, you have air conditioners, everything is settled, so you have the opportunity to go to swim, to go to stay at home, so you are free in your actions, though.
Yes.
You can choose to go to the
beach
under the hot weather or not.
Uh-huh.
But when we just came, we have 5 days to find the apartment for long rent, because the prices were very high.
Yes.
That year it was a disaster. So we have 5 days of
rushing around
short rent,
mm-hmm.
and then 5 days to find long rent, and we need to travel all over the Malta to find the apartment, to have a look at them, and it was not so many good variants to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different document issues. That's why it was very difficult period. And in this moment, I understood why it is not so good to leave when it is too hot. But now
it would have been better had you maybe come in April when it was not so hot.
Yes.
And sorted these things out.
Yeah, I understand. But we have some issues with the visas. You can't come here like
exactly. It was what it was, and you managed.
Yes, yes. Because we have different restrictions in comparing with European Union countries. So we are like third nation countries. And that's why
it's
another process of bureaucracy.
Another question I wanted to ask you was, have you met people here in Malta, whether Maltese or foreign, who have visited Belarus ever?
No, not really.
I met a couple. I interviewed them on one of my programs here on campus, 103.7, who are trying to visit every single country in the world. And I think they've already done Belarus.
Mm.
There are possibly as well maybe a couple of mixed marriages, as in a Maltese married to somebody from Belarus. Possibly.
Yes, yes.
That you haven't met yet.
Of course, yes.
Yes, yes.
There are.
Indeed.
Yes, couples, I believe.
So, Kate, I'm not going to try and say your surname again, but Kate from Belarus.
Yes.
Remind us how to find you on Instagram and TikTok.
On Instagram, my profile name is Kati Brovka.
Kati Brovka.
Yes. And on TikTok, Island of Kate.
Island of Kate. Kate.
Yes. Most people sometimes I see such comments like, it's not your island. I'm talking people. I'm talking about my profile. It's my island. It's not. I'm not talking about Malta.
And when you say Katie Provka, why did you choose that surname?
I choose that surname so it will be more easier for people to pronounce, because, of course, I can make it like Ekaterina Dikterova, but people all over the world won't pronounce it correctly. And such nickname gives me opportunity to spread...
Be easily found.
Yes, exactly.
But it is also the name of a famous
author in Belarus.
What kind of?
Petrus Brovka.
Okay, was the poet?
The poet, yes, poet.
National poet of Belarus?
Yes. It's almost such figure like Jakub Kolas, Janka Kupala, Maxim Bogdanovich, Petrus Brovka, all.
Would some of their works have been translated to English? Would we be able to access somebody like me who doesn't know Russian or Belarusian?
I didn't find it, to be honest, in English. I only found it
in
their own language, yes, in Belarusian, but not in or English.
It's now time to hear some music, perhaps some music from your country.
Okay.
Do you have something in mind that we could play?
Yes, of course. The most popular... I can't say that it's most popular because tastes differ, but one of my favorite songs shows Belarus and its folk song is Kupalinka.
Okay. By the artist?
It's a folk song. Yes.
Okay. So what's the name again?
Kupalinka.
And this is from Belarus.
From Belarus.
And it's been chosen by my guest Kate during this edition of Malta Through International Eyes.
Купалинка, купалинка, темная ножка, темная ножка, одежда твоя, дочка, темная ножка, одежда твоя, дочка, моя дочка, уса, дочку, ружу, ружу.
Welcome back. Music from Belarus there. My guest is from Belarus, Kate Dietaryova.
Yes.
Almost. full name, Ekaterina.
Ekaterina, yes.
Okay. Yes. And also known on Instagram as...
Kati Brovka, and on TikTok, Island of Kate.
Indeed. Now, Malta.
Yeah.
As a child, did you know of Malta existence? Malta existed. When did you first hear about Malta?
Okay. To be honest, I know about Malta not long ago, just from the Eurovision.
From the Eurovision, of course.
Yeah, Eurovision Song Contest. Because my country participated in this contest, but right now under sanctions, they don't participate.
They can't participate.
Yes.
But when you used to participate, did you follow the show?
Yes, I followed.
What's the best result that Belarus ever got?
The sixth place.
Okay.
Yes, it was Dmitry Koldun. It was a very nice song.
Okay.
I believe that year... maybe a Russian artist won the Eurovision.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking about Malta, I knew about Malta from the contest and that it is a country near Italy.
Okay, fair enough.
And
yes.
That was the only information. But then in 2023, my husband got job offer and the headquarter of his company is situated in Malta.
Mm-hmm.
And we began to search to make researches about Malta, and we found that this country is 100% for us.
Okay.
Why? First of all, climate. Mm-hmm. That is what we were looking for. Mm-hmm. then English-speaking country.
Yes.
Because we didn't want to challenge our children to learn any language that local language that will so they need to speak it every day at school. Here in Malta, you have this opportunity to speak English or Maltese, mm-hmm. and of course you speak Maltese on the Maltese language on sub when it is like a subject, and mm-hmm. In English when it is English mm-hmm, lesson. Mm-hmm. But
may I ask you, mm-hmm. did you learn your English? It's very good. In Belarus, do they teach it in schools?
Yes, but I studied at the gymnasium in Vitebsk. It was a gymnasium with intensive learning of foreign languages.
I see.
So I learned English from the year one. Then from year five, I started to learn German. Mm. Then at the university, I decided that it's not enough for me, and I decided to learn Italian.
As well?
Yes. I can't say that I'm too professional in speaking Italian and German, because all these languages, they need practice. Even English, to be honest, it's not on the same level as it was when I was graduating from the university, mm-hmm. Because after graduating, I got married, and I went on maternity leave for 6 years. Oh. Because in Belarus, the maternity leave term is for 3 years. Mm. That's why I have 2 children, and one by one.
Yes, of course.
All in all, I spent 6 years on the maternity leave, and I have no practice.
But if I had to go to Belarus mm-hmm. and visit, mm-hmm. would I be able to stop someone in the street and ask directions in English? Does the average person not know any English at all?
An average person, no. They won't answer you. Yes, I believe you can try to stop someone more young.
Young
generation, yes.
Yeah.
They can, I believe. But I have an idea when I we are planning to go to Belarus in the summer.
Yes.
So I plan to make such sort of video when I'm asking people in Belarus in English.
Yes.
How to go somewhere, mm-hmm. how to get, and to understand what is the level of... people, yes. If they speak English in Belarus or no.
Yes.
Because right now, it is like the way politics is setting up is like less English lessons at school.
Okay.
So it is more, if you want to learn English, you mm-hmm. need to have extra classes mm-hmm. at school, but extra classes. When I was a child, we have, for example, 5 days a week of English lessons.
Okay.
And the same Russian, 5 days yes. a week Russian
yes.
language.
Yes.
And Belarusian language was only 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Right now, they changed this mm-hmm. direction, and more Belarusian, more Russian, and less English. That's why it will be interesting even for me to understand on what level people right now in Belarus speaking in English.
English, yes. Mm-hmm. So you did research about Malta, and mm-hmm. you saw it was the place for you.
Yes.
So you started making preparations?
Yes. these preparations were mostly documentational.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only thing that we can do in Belarus, because all other things we need to settle here, like searching for the apartment, mm-hmm. Making ID cards and such things to go to school, even to go to enter the school, we need to come here first mm-hmm. of all, and then to find the apartment, and then the school near your apartment.
Where are you living?
We live in Meliha.
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 Okay.
I admire this place. It's the most beautiful place for me in Malta, to be honest.
It is beautiful, but even for us Maltese, and we live in this tiny, tiny island, and yet I live in Emcida, and even I would hesitate. If I had to change my place, I would look for somewhere central, because there it's a long road. I know it's not really long in, when you live in a bigger country.
Yeah.
But for us Maltese, Melliha, if you're used to the center, or the Emcida, Valletta area, Melliha's far away.
Far away, yes.
Dingley is far away. Marsa Shlok is far away. Only because you encounter traffic and maybe there's only two or three roads. So your kids go to school in Melliha as well?
Yes, Melliha Primary School, yes. We were thinking about the children. And while I make these researches about the schools in Malta, I want to say that that it's very, very nice that Malta gives opportunity for foreigners to have their children, to learn their children at state schools for free. Because it was for us is like one of the reasons why we also moved here, because we don't need these private schools. And because it's too expensive, especially for two children. That's why.
Do you and your husband and your family find yourself participating in Maltese traditions? I don't know, the Melliha Festa in September, for example.
Yes, yes. We participate, like how it is called, participate, but we go to see.
Walking around.
Walking around, yes. Every fest, even not only in Melliha, we try, because we are like newcomers, we want to see every fest.
I'm assuming you didn't have anything similar in Belarus. Have had other types of festivals.
Yes, we have such festivals, but mostly they are in summer, when it is comfortable to stay open air. So, yes, we have some traditional festas, but not so many like in Malta.
Would the religion that is practiced in Belarus, if it is practiced, would it be the Christian Orthodox?
Yes, Christian Orthodox and Catholics.
And Catholics as well.
Yes, as well.
So but you have some of the same saints and things.
As I told you, some parts of Belarus that is closer to Russia, we are Orthodox, and those that are closer to Poland, Lithuania and Latvia, they are more Catholic. Yes.
Of course.
Yes, and central part like Minsk, it is mixed, really mixed.
So. Is Minsk the capital?
The capital of Belarus, yes.
Famous football team from there, Dynamo Minsk.
Dynamo Minsk, yes.
And also in history, it's been fought over in World War II.
Yes.
And many wars over the years. Yes, so Maltese, your life in Malta, apart from school, homework, festas, you said. What other activities do you do that are unique to Malta? I mean, I see me go to the beach.
Yes, we try to participate in every activity that is held in Malta, and festas, festivals, concerts, carnivals.
You dress the kids up in costumes.
Yes, of course. For them, it's very interesting because they do it for the first time. So even this carnival in February, I believe.
Yes.
It was for the first time for us because the previous year we were in Rome. And now we saw the carnival in Malta. It was fantastic. Even I saw it with my eyes fully opened.
All those colors and all the things.
Everything.
So what costumes would did your children wear, if you don't mind my asking?
I believe my youngest daughter, she was Japanese geisha or something like this. And I don't remember the other costume, to be honest.
No problem.
I need to check the photo and I will tell you. I will show you, but I don't remember.
So there is no equivalent, no carnival type festivity in Belarus?
No, in Belarus there is no such thing. No. Yes, my dream was always to go to Rio de Janeiro. Now for me it's enough Malta. To be honest, I believe, yes, in Rio de Janeiro it will be very huge, crowded, but for me, I believe Malta is enough. to see.
You keep saying so many nice things about Malta, and I'm very glad that your life is good here. Do you see yourself being here for a very long time?
I hope. I hope that, yes, we will have an opportunity to stay here for as long as we can afford ourselves, maybe even to meet our retirement here. And why not? I see my future here, and I don't know about my children, because they will grow up and they will decide where to study, the university. But for a family of two, like me and my husband, I believe this is a very nice place to find, to meet our old ages.
Let's hear another tune, another piece of music from Belarus.
Yes, this will be my favorite song from the childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It will be Lullaby.
Okay, a children's tune.
Song, yes, but it's very, very beautiful. It's very...
is it in Russian?
In Belarusian. Only in Belarusian. Yes, okay. Only in Belarusian. So it will be the song of my childhood. Uh-huh. It is called Kalikhanka.
Shine out the sun.
So there we have the piece of music from Belarusia, chosen by Kate, my guest. And tell us the name of that piece of music again.
Kalikhanka. It was Kalikhanka.
Kalikhanka, from your childhood.
From my childhood, yes.
And would it be the kind of song that you'd play your children as well?
Yes.
At least when they were babies and
yes,
they were young?
Exactly, yes.
Yes. Tell us about culture and theater and music and television and movies in Belarusia, mm-hmm. in Belarus. Is there much Western influence or is it more local productions and productions from Russia? Especially perhaps at this moment.
At this moment.
When there is not so much coming, mm-hmm. when things are not so good, the relationship with the West.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right now, yes, you're exactly, absolutely right. It is more influenced by Russia, but nevertheless, it's not so bad.
Okay.
So we have...
Yes, of course, there's a lot of culture coming. When you say influenced by Russia, I mean, you think Russia, you think the Bolshoi, you think ballet, you think...
yes, of course.
This kind of classic theater and Tolstoy. And
mm-hmm.
So Belarus has the same kind of approach?
Yes, yes. I will tell you, maybe I can choose, for example, three people.
Yes.
Maybe that you know. Even.
Okay.
Let's check if you know Belarusian people
mm-hmm.
that are known all over the world.
Very
okay?
good. Test me, yes.
Do you know Marc Chagall?
That name is familiar, but I can't place.
Marc Chagall is the world-renowned artist that was born in my native town in Vitebsk,
wow.
in Belarus, yes.
Okay. So an artist, a painter.
Painter,
okay.
yes, yes.
I have heard that name before, but I couldn't put
yes,
my finger on it.
Yes, I believe most people,
yes,
they know about Vitebsk and Belarus because of him. Okay, Janka Kupala, Jakub Kolas, these are the poets.
Mm-hmm.
These are the most famous poets. Maxim Bogdanovich, Petru Zbrovka, as I told you before. So, Victoria Azarenka.
Again, I've heard that name before. Is she a model?
No. It's about sport.
Okay. In athletics?
No, tennis. Yes.
Tennis, yes.
She was the former world number one. Yes, in singles.
That's
yes.
right. Yes. Oh, yes, I've heard her name many times. What is the national sport of Belarus, the most popular sport?
Hockey, yes.
I see.
But mostly because our president likes to play hockey.
I see. Not ice hockey.
Ice hockey. Ice
oh, it is ice hockey.
Ice hockey.
Okay.
Yes, because it's always cold. In Belarus.
Yes, yes.
yes. We have a lot of ice arenas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So hockey, yes, is the main sport.
Back to Malta. Or actually, let's stay in Belarus and then we'll mm-hmm. talk about Maltese. I always ask about food. So tell us a typical Belarusian dish that maybe you cook even here in Malta
yes.
when you have a national day or special
mm-hmm.
anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, do you have a national day in Belarus?
National day, what do you mean?
Special anniversary, I don't know. In Malta, we have the Independence Day.
We have the Independence Day. Yes, on the 3rd of July.
Okay.
Yes. But we don't cook something special for the Independence Day. We have no these like traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly we cook some special dishes for New Year.
New Year?
Yes,
okay.
Because we don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, we just go to the church and that's it. But no, we don't have such big tables with mm-hmm. the families. But we celebrate New Year on mm-hmm. the 21st of December. So, and this is the main, I believe, the
big
main
celebration all the family
during
together.
The year, yes.
Yes.
That, and we prepare such things like Russian salad. Okay. I don't know if you know, but it's...
It's quite famous.
Yes,
heard it. I've seen it on menus.
Yes, Russian salad and some special dishes, but they are not like very national... Belarusian national...
I have a Russian dishes. Friend who's obsessed with potatoes.
Belarusian people, not Russians, I believe, but Belarusians. That's what I am talking about. Our main dish is draniki. Draniki, it is pancakes made of potatoes.
Okay.
It's very, very tasty. It's I cook it here as well.
Yes.
Even my daughters once a week. They are asking me to cook that. Dumplings.
Okay.
But they are very different from here in Malta. It's not like ravioli. Mm-hmm. It's much bigger. Mm-hmm. And we have more meat inside.
Okay.
Голубцы. It is meat inside of the cabbage.
Okay, and cabbage leaves.
Yes, cabbage leaves.
Food, Maltese foods that you've embraced, you and your family, since you've been here. Is there something Maltese that you've decided is very good and that you like very much?
I like pastitsi. Pastitsi.
The cheese or the
ricotta.
The ricotta.
With ricotta, yes. It is my favorite food.
Quite addictive, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I try not to eat it too much.
Indeed.
To be in a good shape. Yes, we tried a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the person. I tried it, but I can't eat it for almost every time. Or
is it because of the type of meat it is, or because you like rabbits?
No, I like
to see them alive.
Yes, like animals.
Pets. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, pasta. I mean, we have a lot of pasta dishes.
Yes, pasta, pizza, but I'm not keen on it.
Okay.
To be honest, I prefer more vegetables.
More
vegetables, and you know, I love I like Malta even for the fresh vegetables here. That because in Belarus, it's everything is exported.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not very easy to find. Yes, but it's not tasty. You can find it. We have a lot of good shops, big malls, but. It's not so tasty like here. It's almost from the ground.
Yes, quite organic.
Tomatoes, everything have such smell that you can't stand. That's why mostly we changed our food priorities here in Malta. We began to eat more vegetables, fruits. From meat, we eat only chicken. So mostly vegetables, yes, and of course ricotta, something like this. And I forgot about one more dish in Belarus. It is syrniki.
Mm-hmm.
Syrniki. It is small pancakes made of cottage cheese.
Oh.
And here in Malta, it is a challenging thing to find a good cottage cheese to cook syrniki.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can find it in such shops like Welby's, Dave's, but it's
some of the bigger supermarkets.
Too expensive.
I see.
It's about €5 per pack for 200 grams. But in Belarus, for example, you can buy it for just €1.
Gosh, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
We need to conclude. So you've said so many nice things about Malta and how you love it here.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of negative points. What do you wish could change? What do you wish could be better?
Yes, I even write it down. bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
Bureaucracy, I believe it can be much easier or even faster for people who respect, for example, the rules, who prepare all the documents on time. And I believe it can be faster.
Okay, more efficient.
More efficient, yes.
Is it the case of you were told, bring this document, and you turn up and you go, and then you're told, oh, you need another document.
Yes.
I've heard that so many times.
Yes.
This is unfortunate.
Yes, exactly.
So lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. Even, for example, we waited for our first ID card here for half a year. Mm. We couldn't move anywhere.
You couldn't go abroad, visit your family or whatever.
Yes, so for half a year we were in Malta without moving anywhere. But then, of course, year by year it's getting easier.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, not so fast as I wish it could be. I understand that sometimes, yes, of course, there are people who don't know what documents to bring and they need any instructions, fill the instructions, of course. But when I come and show everything here, look, everything is ready.
Yes.
But it takes the same time. I would like to single out the quality of customer service. In many places, especially in public services and small businesses, I would like to have more client-oriented service.
Client-oriented service.
Yes. I see the difference of this service when we came to Malta in 2023, and even right now, I see the difference. It's getting better.
Okay.
But it's if I compare, for example, with Belarus, it's not on the same level still.
Okay. You get better customer service
in Belarus. Yes.
Right. So I've been talking to Kate Diatyryova.
Diatyryova, yes.
Okay. But she's going to say her full name now because I can't really say it properly.
Екатерина Дегтярева.
From Belarus.
From Belarus. Yes.
It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Spent 55 minutes of the program, including the music from Belarus, saying lovely things about Malta. And then we had a little bit about the things that you wish could be better in Malta. But overall, you love your life here and you would even like to retire here if possible.
Yes. It will be my dream.
So it's been a fantastic experience learning about Belarus and hearing your thoughts about Malta here on Campus 103.7. Kate, let's remind our listeners one final time where they can follow you on social media, because you have two very interesting sites.
Yes, on social media you can find me on Instagram like Kati Brovka, where I share my life in Malta. It's more lifestyle. So my life in Malta, tips of about Malta, and of course Maltese languages and learning Maltese with me. And
because you are learning Maltese.
Yes, and on TikTok, the profile name is Island of Kate. There I share my way of learning Maltese. And can I take 1 minute to thank everyone for supporting me on my way? Because mostly this challenging time when relocating, you need to face a lot of problems, but these videos about Maltese language, they helped me to find people who support me. And moreover, I'm very grateful to Maltese people who support me, because it was, for me, it was very, very, I was very afraid of posting these videos, because I thought that I'm not good enough speaking Maltese. But this support from the local Maltese people was fantastic, and it encourages me to make more videos. And thank you so much, grazie hafna lilkul hat. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful to you, Colin, that you called me to have an interview and to speak a bit about my country, because most people don't know about Belarus. And I hope that after this program, maybe someone who can travel to Belarus, to Russia, they will definitely go and see this beauty in another way. So Malta is beautiful in such way, like sea, sun, but Belarus is very, very beautiful with this greenery. So I'm welcome you to Belarus as well.
Absolutely. And with that, we conclude this edition of Malta Through International Eyes. Minai Nain Varanin. The program will return today week on Campus 103.7. Also, it will be uploaded to our Campus 103.7 website, where you can find the series and download all the programs onto your computer and listen to them as podcasts whenever and wherever you wish. Thank you very much, Kate. This is Colin Fitz saying goodbye. Thank you.